Scientists are calling for another substantial reduction in the coast-wide commercial halibut catch. During a meeting today in Seattle, the International Pacific Halibut Commission staff unveiled recommendations for an overall drop of 19% from this year. IPHC scientist Stephen Hare started his presentation on this year's halibut assessment with a sobering sentiment.
In my 15 years at the Commission, and I've dealt progressively with bycatch and climate and oceanography, harvest policy and assessment, I can easily say that this is by far the most difficult year to date.
Overall, researchers have seen a decade-long decline in the amount of halibut that are big enough to keep the exploitable biomass. They say the number of individual fish is up, but the fish are much smaller than they used to be. Under the IPHC staff recommendations for 2012, most fishing regions would see cuts, but Southeast Alaska could actually see a slight increase of about 13% or 300,000 pounds. That may come as a little relief for panhandle longliners who have lost nearly 80% of their quota in the last 6 years. Southeast charter operators have also been affected in the past few years with the implementation of a one fish bag limit and this past season a minimum size restriction for their clients' fish. The IPHC has also been considering whether it's been conservative enough in managing the halibut stocks in past years. And staff presented the commission with an alternative set of potential limits aimed at making up for previous overestimates. In that scenario, all fishing areas could see much larger cuts of 50% or more.